there. This is David Coulthard.
Hi, everyone. Mark Webber here from Red Bull Racing.
Great drive, Mark. Fantastic. We've won the constructors. Thank you. Well done.
Hi, this is Sebastian Vettel.
Sebastian Vettel, you are the world champion. You are the man.
Thank you to all of you. Thanks for your support and keep following our podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Red Bull Racing podcast. And to round five of the 2012 season, Spain, in a country infatuated by the bull, we fit right in here at the Circuit de Catalunya, one of the most vibrant, passionate and exciting cities on the F1 calendar. Barcelona has it all, a reputation for sporting excellence, incredible history, stunning architecture, the wonderful Catalan people and non-stop nightlife, being bathed in Spanish sun and situated bang on the beautiful Mediterranean coastline. It's no wonder travel agents don't even have to try to sell city breaks here. It's a demanding circuit, both physically and mechanically, and strong and erratic crosswinds can make setup a slightly less straightforward task. The very long main straight helps overtaking possibilities going into turn one, and in 2007 a chicane was introduced at the end of the straight to encourage overtaking. On this edition of the podcast, we speak to both our drivers about their races. We chat to podcast regulars Christian Horner and David Coulthard. We find out what it takes to be Mark Webber's number one mechanic, and we hear from Barcelona football star Gerard Piqué. First, let's find out a little more about the track here in Barcelona. David spoke to our reserve driver Sebastian Buemi over the weekend.
Sebastian, welcome to Barcelona. This is a track that the drivers know well. You test here, we race here obviously. Can you just take us on a lap and explain the good bits, the bad bits and the difficult bits from the cockpit?
Yes, so Barcelona, as you said, we test a lot here, so everyone knows the circuit really well. Obviously we always test in the winter, it's really cold. And when we come for the race, it's a lot hotter, so it makes it really difficult for the tires. Last year, we've seen four stops. This year, it's going to be more or less similar, maybe three stops if everything goes well. So, first of all, this is a big difficulty because you've got to look well after your tires. We've seen yesterday in qualifying, some of the people did not use the tires at all, just to keep them for the race. You've got a long straight, so good possibilities to overtake, especially with the DRS. And after that, some quick corners. So you've got to have a really stable car, especially when the wind is blowing a lot, because it makes the car really unstable. And then the last sector is really complicated. A lot of corners. The car is really moving all the time. So you've got to be quick, have a good compromise on the tires, and still have a good top speed. Otherwise, you'll be nowhere on the straight. So it's going to be a difficult challenge.
Is it a track that you look forward to driving at? Is it one that you come here and think, yep, Barcelona, let's have a go at this? Or is it one you don't particularly enjoy?
Well, it's difficult to say. We test so much here that at the end of the day, sometimes, you know, you'd like to see something else. But let's say that we've been in Bahrain, in China, Australia, Malaysia. So it's good to be back in Europe and have a kind of normal weekend. So I don't think it's bad to be here in Barcelona.
And tell us how people can keep in contact with you then in between races.
Yes, so as always on Twitter at Sebastian _ Buemi, or on Facebook on my fan page. So let's keep it up.
Formula One always pulls in some of the world's biggest stars. Today, top Barcelona football player Gerard Piqué joined us in the Red Bull Energy Station. Katie spoke to him before the race.
For today's race, is this your first time at a Formula One event?
No, I've been here like two or three years ago, but it's difficult to come because always we have a game or something like that. But it's really enjoy. I'm enjoying a lot not to be here with Red Bull and enjoying the race.
Okay, and do you have a favorite driver?
Normally Alonso, because he's Spanish, no? But Webber can do it well too and battle.
Last night, is that right?
Yeah, we played a game, we draw 2-2 away and we fly back to Barcelona, and today, this morning, we came here.
Okay, cool. And where are you watching the race from today?
I don't know yet. I think people is organizing something, but I don't really know where I will be.
Okay, well, wherever you end up, have a good afternoon, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
If anyone wanted any further proof that the Grand Prix season is currently residing in the file marked unpredictable, they only need to take a look at Saturday's qualifying session. David Granger caught up with David Coulthard after Q3.
So, David, we were originally starting 8th and 12th on the grid, but Lewis is mishap with his fuel means that we get bumped up a place. What do you think we can expect from our drivers from those positions on the grid?
Well, we've seen in previous Grand Prix that it's just so unpredictable as to who's going to be in the right operating window with the tyres. We've even seen people coming, as we did in Bahrain, from outside the top 10 to almost winning the Grand Prix in the case of Kimi Raikkonen. So as we stand here, it's a lot cooler. I think it was about 20 degrees when we were coming in the car this morning. So track temperature will be a lot cooler today. It rained last night. That'll have changed the track surface. So all of a sudden, you're in a situation with, you know, who's going to have the car that has their tyres working in these lower track temperatures on a, what we call a greener circuit, and I'm not even sure the teams fully understand. Now, more often than not, the good teams are running at the front, so you're going to have to expect that, you know, Red Bull have a chance, you know, Ferrari, maybe the cooler conditions will suit them a bit better. Mercedes, of course, have been quite hard on the tyres, so it remains to be seen what's going to happen.
How much does it help the teams testing here over the winter?
Well, this is the proving ground for Formula One. All the teams know this track intimately, and the drivers, of course, are coming up through the various formulas. So it does give the benefit of you really know where to put the car, and you've got a range of different options in terms of setup. But of course, now they've qualified the car, they're fixed to start the race on the same set of tyres and the same setup that they had in the warmer conditions. The only change they can make is the aerodynamic change, maybe to the front wing.
It's not exactly been the most easy season to predict so far, but if you were a betting man, who would you put your money on for this afternoon?
Well, I'm not a betting man. I've never had much luck at that sort of
Scotsman.
Thing, but yeah, exactly, I like to keep my money in my pocket. Can Williams really convert that? They have been quick, but can they really keep it all together for the race? Who knows? McLaren are out of position, of course, with Jensen and Lewis now. Ferrari, they have won a Grand Prix this year. Red Bull, of course. If you were being the safe bettor, you would say Red Bull, because they've had good underlying pace this year, know the track well and what have you, but they did not quite deliver the performance they expected in qualifying yesterday, so I don't know. Let's tune in, watch the BBC, the only place to watch Formula One live, and we'll find out.
If it wasn't us, it would be nice to see Frank Lloyd Williams on his 70th birthday.
Yeah,
convert that.
No one would begrudge Williams winning a Grand Prix. If that was going to happen on this day in history, I don't think anyone in the paddock would do anything other than give them a standing ovation, because they have a great history in this sport. Frank Williams, at 70 years old, has surpassed medically the situation for anyone who's a quadriplegic, and he still has the passion and energy and still very much runs that team. So yeah, it would be interesting if that was to happen, and I for one wouldn't begrudge that at all.
And that's exactly what did happen. Venezuelan Pastor Maldonado took his maiden victory and Williams first since 2004 in a strategic battle with the rest of the field. He was followed over the line by Fernando Alonso, and Kimi Raikkonen took third. After Hamilton's penalty, Sebastian started the Spanish Grand Prix in seventh, and despite that change in nose and an additional drive-through penalty, overtook three cars in the closing stages and still managed to move up one place in the final reckoning. Mark had a less auspicious start to his afternoon, having a difficult first lap and a lack of pace which kept him out of the points, and he finished 11th. But both had to make a stop to replace a damaged front wing and nose, and tribute to the boys in the pit lane who delivered in every pit stop, even with that additional work. Let's hear from Sebastian and Mark after the race.
It was a difficult race, hard day in the office, so not entirely happy. Obviously, I think we could have at least be one position further up, but I think we had a good recovery in the end, we know that probably at the end we are a little bit stronger at the stint, so that worked. It was good fun, but obviously when it's up and down, it's quite difficult. I didn't think I had a damage at the nose, so from one corner to the other really, I came on the radio and said that it feels like a damage, or it feels like there's something stuck. We know that with a lot of rubber off the track, it's likely that maybe a big piece of rubber gets stuck and then ruins the aerodynamics. So I wasn't sure. I tried another lap, but it wasn't the right thing to do, so we decided to come in and change the nose just to make sure. that cost us quite some time, but ultimately it was the right thing because I was told then that something at the front left of the wing was actually broken. So
interesting race. I don't know where I got damage on my front wing, but I had to pit for a new nose. I lost a lot of time obviously with that, not only the two left before or three left before whenever I started playing up, but then we had to pit for that. And then when you're out of position around here, you have to then do the longest range stop possible, you know, in terms of look after your tyres. And then when you catch people, the tyres just get killed. So it's a chicken and egg. If you push past them, and obviously you've got to pit early and commit to another stop.
Now on the podcast, we always like to give you a view of the team from a different perspective and introduce you to team members. KJ caught up with Mark's number one mechanic, Chris Gent, to see what his job entails.
Okay, it's Sunday morning before the Barcelona Grand Prix, and I'm here with Chris Gent, who's Mark Webber's number one. It's a new job for Chris this year, so hello, first of all.
Hiya.
How's your new job going so far, five races in?
Yeah, really well so far. Very consistent, and it's good at the minute.
Obviously, you worked on the rear of Sebastian's car, didn't you, in previous seasons. How does it change, actually, being number one? What's the main things that are involved in your job?
There's a lot more responsibility because I'm now in charge of the rest of the boys on the car. There's a lot more to learn about the car and running the car. It's not just one area, it's the whole car. So yeah, it's a big change really.
So you actually doing work yourself, are you more overseeing their work?
There's some work I have to do myself, but then a lot overseeing them. So yeah, making sure everything's, you know, all fine and how it should be.
We can hear the cars whizzing around at the moment, which from one of the pre-races. Do you get nervous on Sunday morning?
Not too bad in the first thing in the morning, but close to the race is quite nerve-wracking, yeah. Just the pressure and just make sure, you know, it is right, because that's it, there's no turning back then.
Is it a good nerves? Does it make you a bit more on your toes?
Yeah, I like it. It's good adrenaline as well, you know. Keeps you all pumped up for the race. Yeah, it's good.
Okay, and then talking of the race, the other job that you do for the team is front jack in the pit stops.
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
And you've actually got the front jack with you at the moment. Can you just talk us through, when you get the call for the pit stop, just talk us through what you do.
Yeah, well, first we have to go out and then just position in front of the car. We have a set position where we stand. And then, yeah, get ready for the car approaching you.
And how does it feel when you see that car just tunnelling down in front of you?
Yeah, it's a good feeling. It's they come in about 100 kilometres an hour, so it's quite fast. Yeah.
Is there any flinching? Do you ever worry they're not going to stop?
No, I'm quite used to it now. I've done it for maybe 5 years now, so yeah, it's good.
And you've got the front jack with you at the moment, and it looks a little bit like handlebars of a mountain bike. Just talk me through how this works.
Yes, it is very similar, but yeah, well, we'll jack it up. We have two different levers, which one you pull so you can turn to the left or the right, and then the other one to release it.
And then when the pit stops going on, what are you looking for?
I mainly watch the front two gunmen to make sure they've completed their job and their hands are in the air.
And then when they have, what happens?
Well, when their hands are in the air, then I release the jack and move out of the way.
And it's quite a fancy move that you have when you jump out of the way. Bit of a dance move.
I don't know about a dance move.
Okay, well, good luck. We're going to be watching you during the pit stops today, and best of luck in the race.
Thank you.
So to say the Grand Prix here in Barcelona was eventful is certainly an understatement. The final word goes to Christian Horner. Katie spoke to him straight after the race.
So, Christian, we're speaking just 20 minutes after the end of the Spanish Grand Prix. What are your thoughts about that race?
Crikey, what a race. It was a tricky race. Unfortunately, we got hit with a drive-through for Sebastian after... unfortunately, he had the DRS open despite having slowed down, but you know, that was one of those things, so he served the penalty. We then had some front wing damage from debris that I think was from that turn one incident as well between Senna and Schumacher. So we then had another unscheduled stop for Seb to change his nose, and thereafter he got his head down and came back from being outside the top 10 to finish 6th, passing in the closing laps first of all Jensen, then Lewis, then Nico Rosberg. So, and those points ultimately will prove vital. Unfortunately, it wasn't our day at all today, with Mark as well, who also sustained some front wing damage, and that required a nose change for him as well. And he then spent the rest of the race pretty much looking at the back end of Nico Hülkenberg's car. But despite all of that, we've managed to retain the lead of the Drivers' Championship and slimly extend by a point the Constructors' lead over over McLaren, but you know, five different winners in five races from five different teams shows how variable Formula One is at the moment. But you know, congratulations to the Williams team and Pastor Maldonado, and especially Sir Frank on you know, his 70th birthday weekend, and you know, what a present for him.
Just going back to the race, there's so much pit activity these days, and obviously both our drivers had to come in for nose changes. What's the procedure for the team when the driver radios in and says that he has a problem with the car? What's the procedure?
Well, there's set pieces that the team practices, so it's a bit like a football team practicing for a corner, a kick or a penalty shoot. So we practice an awful lot of these different scenarios, so you know, as soon as the call is made, they know they have to change the wing. They did it in 8 seconds, which was pretty quick, because it's not an easy thing to do. But you know, they train hard and practice hard, and the pit work today was you know, fantastic. The pit stops were super fast in what was strategically a tough race. I think the right calls were made at the right time, but you know, unfortunately things just didn't go our way between drive-through penalties and front wing changes. You know, it didn't go our way today.
And with Monaco next, it doesn't look like the championship's going to settle down anytime soon.
We're only a quarter of the way through the championship. The encouraging thing is we're still leading at a quarter of the way through. Sebastian's the first driver I believe to have led after two consecutive races. And you know, Monaco again is a different type of venue, different type of circuit, and you know, it's a race we've won the last couple of years. We'll be pushing really hard to try and get a great result again in the Principality.
And Monaco is where we look to now, with the race in less than 2 weeks' time. So it's been five races with five different winners from five different teams. The season is wide open. We leave Barcelona still leading the Constructors' Championship, and Sebastian Vettel is now joint top of the drivers' table alongside Fernando Alonso. Make sure you check out the website redbullracing.com for all the latest news, pictures and videos. We'll be back with an extra special edition of the podcast going live this Friday. Until then, take care.